build.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you must have to go pretty softly. I mean, Katie, you were 14 and a half when you went to Jacqueline, is that right? I mean, you know, I've got teenage girls, and 14 and a half can be a very sensitive
most definitely
age. I mean, my talent for saying the wrong thing is really unparalleled. And I guess you must fall into the same category.
And I think lots of foster carers are people that are not understanding care. They forget about the older children. Mm. Now, like, loads of people want to foster younger children, but there's loads of older children that are in that need looked after for those next few years so they can go on to leading a good independent life and a happy life.
Mm-hmm. It must be quite challenging for you, though, because, I mean, at 14 and a half, you're a young adult, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not a child anymore.
No, no, most definitely not. But TAC, the agency I work for, they do help. They give you all the training for young people, and they help you on your journey, don't they, Katie?
Yeah.
But it is still a really, really difficult time. I mean, I wouldn't say, but, I mean, you get a lot out of it also, you do.
Did you ever butt heads?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
We still do.
Yeah.
It's just like a normal relationship between a mother and a teenager. It's just the same. Just because she's not my mum, still the same kind of relationship.
Well, yeah, you say that, but, I mean, what you must have established between each other, which is wonderful, is that you must have trusted that each other was going to come back to the relationship.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I guess in a family that's been together forever, you can have this horrific row, as we do, but there's just that kind of belief that it's all going to come back together. But if you've been thrown together a little bit, then that must take time to establish.
Most definitely it did, Katie, didn't it? It took us a while before we really understood each other. And I think, like, patience, and you've got to remember, like, if a young person comes to you at 14 and a half, they've usually suffered trauma. So, I mean, it's having all these skills to take that on board if they're having a bad day, and, like, every day is a new day, and just go on with it, the same as you would, like, your own child.
Mm.
I had a very interesting conversation with a friend of mine, who is also in care, had been with her carers for about 15 years. And she said, I think what you're looking for in that kind of relationship is someone who knows how to make you a cup of tea. It's that level of intimacy. You know, they know how many sugars you take and they know how much milk you want, mm-hmm. which may sound like you're trivialising it, but actually there's a huge personal thing there about actually, sometimes I just look for someone who knows how to make me a cup of tea.
Well, no, I think it is those little familiarities, isn't it? And the little kind of, not necessarily jokes, that's not the right thing. I mean, well, the joke in our house is that I apparently make a terrible cup of tea and nobody can drink my tea because it's awful. I think it's fantastic.
My dad also makes a terrible cup of tea.
Well, there you go. And, you know, and it's all these just kind of odd little things that, you know, I know how you work and you know how I work. And you know, so is there a time, is it about time or is it about getting the right mix, because some foster placements don't work out.
No. I think it's with TAC, that's why I think they're a really special agency, because they
you tell us about TAC then?
It's a charitable organisation, but they take the time to match you with, although you go through all your foster training. Mm. Like with Katie, I was sitting without a placement. Maybe I know you don't like the word placement, but I'd never fostered before. Sorry, Adam, sorry about that.
Don't worry.
But because I wanted to foster older children, they fitted somebody that fitted in with my daughter, so they knew Katie's profile, they had visited Katie, they knew that Katie got on with children, so it was really well matched, and I felt as if it was a really good match before Katie had came to me.
Mm-hmm. So how old was your daughter at the time?
She was 6.
Right.
So it was a really nice match, and like, Katie really needed a one-to-one, because it wouldn't really have worked out for her other children, because she came from a placement with, and I think she needed that one-to-one, and it was only me, and I had that time to give her, because I didn't want any other placements, it was just Katie, so it was a good match, I felt.
So Katie was your first?
Yes. No, sorry, I looked after a boy for summer holidays while his mum was in hospital.
Right, okay, yeah, but Katie was the first that you felt, right,
yes.
Okay, she's coming, and, you know, she's my project, I don't know, it's a terrible So, what's life for you now, Katie?
It's great. I'm living in my own flat now. I've got to college. And that's all because of Jacqueline, basically. Like, if I never lived with Jacqueline, then I wouldn't have a clue how to look after a flat. like, wouldn't have a clue. And because of tact, because they put me with Jacqueline, if they hadn't matched me up with Jacqueline, I would have been put in a unit and I would have ended up worse off than what I already was before I moved to Jacqueline's, because I had a lot of behaviour problems and that, because I wasn't taught how to, like, behave like a 14-year-old. Do you know what I mean? I was treated like a child, so I acted like a child.
Mm-hmm.
And because I moved to Jacqueline's, she's helped me with my life skills, and I'm glad, because now I can live my own house and keep it nice and clean and tidy, and I can manage both to do my shopping and that, and budget and all of that. And
do you still have a close relationship?
Oh, yeah. Jacqueline invites me up for tea once every couple of weeks.
Does she make a decent cup?
Yeah. dinner tea.
Yeah.
For dinner, and then...
You've got a relationship now that will continue.
Yeah. I know definitely. All about Katie's life just now, her college and everything else that's happening in it, where she is, and she's hoping to go on to do her training for nursing, know what I mean? So we're hoping...
Fantastic.
I said to Jacqueline, because when I left my previous prosecutor, I've never spoken to her since I've left, and I says, I don't want that again. I says, that's too heartbreaking, get to know someone, living with them for that length of time, and then never speaking to them again. I mean, it's not right. So I was like, Jacqueline, I definitely want to keep in touch with you. Do you know what I mean? If I graduate uni, you're invited to come. If that ever happens.
I'm sure it will.
We'll always remain friends.
Definitely.
Most definitely. For life. It's a lifetime.
Well, Adam, you're not getting away, because I've got a tweet here from Cole Brock on Twitter. Number one son on Kay Adams' show this morning. So I think that is your man, isn't it?
That is, yes. That's my dad.
he's your dad, is he?
It's very interesting. I think I use foster dad, foster carer, dad, Colin. I think it confuses my friends quite a lot. But, they're interchangeable words to me. Mm. I think it's about that. What do you consider family? What do you consider love?
Definitely.
It's such a fluid dynamic. But yes, I will use all of those terms interchangeably.
And what's life for you at the moment?
So I graduated last year.
Well done, Adam.
Then I had to become an adult, and I don't know how to budget or look after a flat. So I work at the Independent Care Review at the moment. So the Independent Care Review was a root and branch review of the care system announced by Nicola Sturgeon in October 2016, and its job is going to take 3 years, and it's to look at how we make care the best it can and how do we put the young people at the centre of that.
That's marvellous.
And I think it's really powerful, because young people are at the heart of being involved in that. It's not, I think you could run the danger of a review being, 20 people sitting in a room and deciding, which would be maybe a great thing, but this is, we've engaged with 3,000 people. Half of those have been people with care experience, and half of those have been members of the paid and unpaid workforce, like foster carers, like social workers. So it's this huge movement, and I have the honour of being the co-chair of Health and Wellbeing with a lovely guy called Jerry McLaughlin. And our job's kind of to see how do we make sure that young people have the best health and wellbeing they can in care, and that care should be an enabling, positive thing.
Well, I'm sure I'll be interviewing you in a different capacity pretty soon. Adam, thank you very much, Adam Bennett. And lovely to meet you, Katie.
Thank
Katie
you.
Sansa,
thank
and,
you.
And Jacqueline Hughes. And, I look forward to hearing about the graduation in due course.
Thank you very much.
Got something to say? Text 802.